Trafalgar poll, Republicans show 12-point lead over Democrats on generic ballot. By Jacob Bliss on February 15, 2022. Republicans lead Democrats by double digits on the latest generic midterm congressional ballot from Trafalgar Group, as the first primary elections are only weeks away. The latest poll from the Trafalgar Group revealed Republicans had a commanding 12-point lead over the Democrats on a generic ballot when the respondents were asked which party they would vote for if the election for Congress was held today. The poll indicated that there was more support behind a generic Republican. Of the respondents, 54.4% said they would vote for the generic Republican. In comparison, there were 41.9% who said they would vote for a generic Democrat, while there was only 3.7% undecided. While generic Republicans lead in the polls, a plurality of voters said they are confident Republicans would follow through on their promises to try to block or undo President Joe Biden's far-left policies and agenda. 81% said they were confident in Republicans keeping their promise, while 46.1% of those respondents said they were very confident. In comparison, only 18.9% said they were not confident. Broken down by party, 82.7% of the Republican respondents said they were confident that the generic Republicans would block Biden's far-left policies and agenda, while 39.1% said they were very confident. In comparison, 80.2% of the Democrat respondents said they were confident in the generic Republicans would block Biden's far-left policies and agenda, while a majority, 55.5%, of them said very confident. The majority of voters also believed that Biden's far-left policies to fix inflation are hurting America's economic recovery. There were 54.2% of the respondents who said hurt the economy, while only 31.7% said help the economy, and 14.1% said unsure. The Trafalgar Group poll asked 1,073 likely general election voters from February 2 to 6. The margin of error was plus or minus 2.99%, with a confidence level of 95%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.